Brunch with the boys, we the hottest. Brunch with the boys, we the hottest.
What's going on? It's your boy King Daz here. Another episode of Brunch with the Motherfucking Boys. I'm so happy to be here this evening. How we doing, fellas?
Jesus, you already know what I am.
I feel like he's lying. Huh? Talking about he happy right now, but this is Mr. Jen out here.
Yeah. We got a special guest tonight that I want us to absolutely
they
get to.
Know who she
but
is,
why so. you got on the running shorts?
No, they some basketball shorts.
They
short. My son told me, he said, "Dad, your shorts been too long."
Yeah. So you still rocking them 98s?
Yeah, I was rocking like larges, and I'm not really a large nigga, so I went down.
What you about? You a medium guy?
I'm asking. Yes.
No, you said it.
No,
I was just asking.
Yes, but yeah. These shorts are small. That's what I was embarrassed about, not the word medium.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course not.
The
of course
parts
not.
About the important part.
We know. Go ahead
and
tell us.
Medium,
yeah, we know.
So, exactly.
We know, Playboy. Can we get to our guest tonight, though?
Of course, man. We got Posh from the Posh Sessions podcast. She is a reoccurring event in the Brunch with the Boys.
Not a whole event.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Situation.
She is the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She is everything. And I'm happy to have her because that's when you know the episode's going to be lit every time.
Indeed.
So thank you, Posh.
It's hard to get her to agree with
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Love it. Look at you.
I told her, just real quick, early in the week, I had sent Posh a DM and I told him girls like her are stressful.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah,
pressure.
Don't you
stressful.
Think?
No, I said stressful. Yeah. I could have chose pressure, but I said stressful.
Yeah, he said stressful and I was like, I'm a fucking angel.
Yeah, horns
no
and
one
a good
really
vibe.
Believes that here, but yes,
mm-hmm.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
You'll come home. But you talking about nigga talking about making no stops all the way home? But I just need to get some gas. I'm gonna wait till tomorrow. You
That's
know,
funny.
Get home.
That's funny. What are we getting into tonight, though?
But I want to talk about circling the block. Excuse me.
I circle the box too. She want me to. Am.
Do you? Okay. Yeah, look around. Okay, got it.
Circle the box. Noted. Okay.
But with Nelly and Ashanti getting back together, I thought this was a perfect topic because Nelly was engaged for 7 years to his last.
They just got back together.
Yeah,
man.
Is she already pregnant with his baby?
Yeah. I don't know that, and I don't think that's been confirmed. So we don't want to start, you know, spreading any potential truths here. But what I found to be crazy is that how quickly he got back in it, you know, and now this nigga looks so happy.
Oh yeah,
and it just makes me wonder: is circling the block always a bad thing? Most times, it comes off as, hey, they messed up. I'm not giving them another opportunity. Most women are really strict about that. Most men, we're kind of open to it if it's just pussy. But you know what I mean? When it comes about another relationship with someone we broke up with, we usually broke up for a good reason. So how do you all feel about circling the block? Posh.
Man, why do I got to start?
Yeah,
yeah. We here.
We know what that answer going to be.
You know what? But I just feel like with guys typically don't spin the block unless you guys were the ones that fucked up. Because if it was a female that messed up, you guys are not spinning the block.
Most times, I have attempted to spin the block after she cheated on me. Pussy was amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that the, but you had to go get... Okay.
Yeah, she had a baby on me, and then I went back. And I went back and tried to get that.
Yeah,
would you have taken her serious, or would have been like, I just
in my heart when I tried to get back, I intended to, but when she wouldn't kill the baby, I know that sounds bad.
Yo, tough work right there, man.
Yeah, I know. It went dark, and y'all could judge me if you want to in the comments. I don't give a fuck. I was young, nigga. What you ever known a 19-year-old nigga like? Oh, sorry. Signing up to try to get somebody pregnant. Like,
why you doing like that?
Because
he kept it. You mad at him?
Yeah,
I did keep it.
And
right. He's probably listening now. Hey, buddy.
Man.
Hey.
So I have actually, but I would have never done it. I would never do it again. And
I know why you did it though.
Yeah. I did low key probably want some revenge. That probably had something to do with
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't see something like that really going.
Long term.
I think circling the block sometimes, if you, like, for example, if you dated this person when you were younger and, you know, young people do young shit and we're foolish and we're not mature and, you know, we haven't grown up yet. So if you circle the block later on in life with someone that, you know, is what was one of those past younger flings.
Like that one. Like, you ever had that one that just got away?
No.
No?
Really?
I think in Posh's case, she's more the one that got away. It's 12 niggas, like, boy, the one that got away. You know what I mean? I think that's more the case.
They got a group chat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not they meet on Wednesdays.
Yeah, support group.
Can't stand it.
What about you, D? You got, you, if you look back, do you feel like you have that one that, man, it could have went differently? You would have chose her.
Boy.
Yeah. It's okay to say it. You made the decisions you made, you know.
Well, you really used that info against me, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know what? I'm happy with all my choices in life.
Currently.
You know, I think God put us in a certain place for a reason. I say this. I think knowing who I've grown into, there's absolutely people that I would have invested more time in and possibly have something different than the decisions I made.
Would you say in hindsight, knowing the man you've become and now thinking back to the personality of this chick versus the chick maybe you're dealing with now, you're like, man, her vibe was more conducive to a relationship long term, whereas this, I'm working harder to keep it going, whereas with that, it might have been so easy, you know? I mean, yeah. I know we're overanalyzing here, but if it's hard not to do that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, because I don't think who you are at 20 or 25 is who you are at 35 or 40, right?
That's the point I was
making,
yeah.
And so there are people who, at the time, I was like, oh, man, they square as shit or like this or that and the other. Now I'm like, man, they square ass would be perfect right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mature, responsible.
Yes.
Those aren't qualities that I really respected when I was like 20.
Young,
I'm like, is that ass
young.
Fat? Them titties moving?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Will she drink?
Yeah. Because I don't trust no one that don't drink anyways. But I agree
Me too, low key.
No, I don't.
I don't now.
Yeah. I still don't.
If a chick
you don't
says
drink?
She doesn't drink, we probably won't.
I've had a chick say I was
you have a great life.
She was like, I don't drink. I'm high for life. I was like, get missing.
Yeah. Keep
get missing. So, but let me ask you a question.
They be judgy. They be low key judgy.
They do. You like that second blunt? Oh, really? Another one?
Aren't you high already?
Right.
But Posh, going off of what D said on that tip, so let's say you had a dude that you were messing with, he had some flaws, but he circled back. You all broke up for some of his flaws. He circled back and he got his shit together. You know, he went and saw therapy. He got the bag now. You know, he
had a lot of problems.
You know, let's say he really reinvented himself. And he shows you this. It's not like I'm, because a lot of dudes talk.
That's
and,
how a lot of dudes
talk
get good women, though.
Yeah.
The ones they wanted in high school that were too bad, like they just get their lives right and they circle back and they pull those.
So, I'm saying, so if he comes
that
at you.
That hasn't happened for me yet. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so
like,
off,
don't get me
hypothetically,
wrong. Like,
then.
People spin the block.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't. It depends how bored I am.
Damn.
That's real. That's real.
It depends
how
bored I am, but I can tell you that it's never going to be the same. I've never had somebody spin the block and me take them serious. Yeah. It's more like, nah, I'm going to get my lick back.
Let me ask you a question. Then, too.
Let me ask you a question now.
Get my lick
Let me ask you a question. Is that because you feel like if they was really good, I would have never let them go? Or because been there, done that, and it don't matter how much they've evolved, I'm not interested?
I just haven't had someone that has evolved, I guess.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
I feel like for me, when I look back at my relationships, I left them. And when I left them, I was at peace with leaving them.
Most women.
There wasn't. Decisive. Like, I'm the type of person, and it sucks, because I want to be the kind of person that notices early and just learns how to let go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like that. Yeah. I'm a long-term bitch. Yeah. And I'm just like, I gotta see this through.
Yeah,
right.
So it just really comes to a point where I've exhausted all measures. If I'm walking away, it's because
I got you.
That's
a lot of good
myself.
Women, too. That's a lot
So at that point, I don't give a fuck what you got going. Yeah. You're dead. Yeah. You're dead. I don't care what you, I don't care how much of a better person you are. You gave me PTSD and I can't get over it.
Oh, that's what it is.
I guess that's fair.
I found
it's walking
that when
trauma
you,
right there.
When you taint a relationship and a vibe in any way, there's there's almost no way to get it back to the way it was, you know? And I don't care what that looks like to you. Could you get back in there? Maybe you could spend a little time, but there's no way to get it back as once you taint that relationship, whether you ended it prematurely, you know what I mean? Obviously infidelity, you know what I mean? Let's just throw that out altogether, but man.
Yeah, but even cheating, like sometimes cheating is not even a reason to fucking break up yet.
Okay, I wanna, can we talk about
that? Hey, listen, let her cook.
Okay. I'm just sometimes, you know, you got to not hear both sides. Don't come to me as a woman. Like, please, I'll beat you up for real. But sometimes, you know, the therapy in me.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, cheating is a symptom. No doubt, it doesn't make it right. Yeah. And I'm not saying to just let the nigga walk. Like, no, put that nigga through some shit. Like, don't let him get away.
Don't y'all ever.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I told you who I was in a relationship with for 7 years. That nigga cheated and it came to my doorstep.
Yeah.
It took him 11 months to get back.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Women are good at giving penance. And, you know, it's tough. You know, I've been on that end where you messed up and you kind of got to get back.
Yeah, you just got to give them a hard time, but it's not enough to necessarily let the relationship go if everything else was, you know, copacetic or whatever. Yeah. But like I said, like for me, it's like I've exhausted everything. Like I've done everything I possibly know how to do. So if I can walk away from it, like good luck trying to.
So that's what you wait for. You wait for the option of exhausting everything.
In the past, I have. I'm trying to work on that. Yeah. I shouldn't be like this. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not such a good thing. But that's how I'm able to make peace with it. So for me, it's like if I walk away, like
I think that's fair. I mean, I did the same thing before I walked away. I had to feel like I've exhausted everything so that
because I didn't want
so you can feel good about your decision.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real.
I mean, they don't feel good about their decisions. Yeah, but I'm sleeping at night with the fan on high.
That's hilarious. I can't get back with a chick after she cheated on me though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why is that like so unforgivable? It's not for me entirely, but it depends
on the situation. And you know,
what's the situation where a bitch go get some dick from another nigga and come back to you?
Well, see, I'm just curious. When it happened to me, I was dealing with a chick long distance.
What if she was getting her lick back because you cheated first?
Oof.
Listen,
he definitely can't handle that.
Let me tell you something. I'm objective, right?
Yeah.
I respect why you felt like you needed to do that. And you can't be with me no more, though. Like, we can't be.
Yo, I get it.
And she'd be like, for the same mistake you made that I forgave you for?
Yeah, man, listen. The world ain't fair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Sure, ain't you, boy.
But here's the thing. I say all the time, right? Because I had this. I got into an argument with someone recently. And it was like, oh, you can't say this to me. Or you can't tell me what to do. No, I can't. All I can control is my actions.
Yeah.
So you want to be tough. You want to thump your chest. You want to be queen bee. I get it. Yo, embrace all your power. I'm not going to be here though.
Yeah.
Right? Like I can control me. So just be sure all this power you want to grab and show me, make sure it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because you do a little too much. I'm not going to be here. So what's more important to you? You thumping your chest or me being here?
So she could drag it. Just don't do too much.
Don't get stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get stupid. But yeah, you can't cheat on me though. Yeah. Never. Never that. Nah.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Can she call you a fuck nigga once or twice? At least once, the first time.
I'm going to be honest with you. I take no disrespect. You can't let her. I'm being honest with you. Because I don't disrespect most of the times, right?
Most of you is a disrespectful. Your actions will be disrespectful.
What?
Nigga, how can your the action that got us here
let me tell you something.
Not be disrespectful?
Let me tell you something. You let your woman tell you to. You let your woman call you a bitch, tell you to shut up. Any of that shit, yo?
I agree, actually.
You can't do that. No, I totally agree. Go ask your granddaddy, would he ever let a woman tell him, call him a bitch, tell him to shut up, or any of that disrespectful shit? You can be like, I don't agree with you. I don't think you're looking at this the right way. You can disagree with me. But there's words you cannot say to me.
Undoubtedly, I agree.
And it goes both ways.
And I hope that this message gets relayed well because respect is big.
To a degree, though, because it depends why I'm calling you a fuck nigga.
No, it don't.
You cheated on me? You a fuck nigga? You a bitch ass nigga?
You kind of got to take that one.
I'm saying that to make yourself feel better. Yeah. And the thing is with men, respect speaks volumes.
He's disrespecting me.
And I agree, but answer can't be disrespect in return.
So you go low and I got to go high.
But let me tell you this. I would tell you this.
Some of the things that men are disadvantaged of emotionally. When you are maybe emotionally selfish or negligent, if that nigga took that same approach, you wouldn't want to be with him. But because he caters to your emotions, that's part of the main reason why you deal with him. No, I'm just saying it's real. There's ways he's losing. There's ways if he does tit for tat, malice, and I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that shit is weird.
Tit for tat is correct, but if she has an emotional lash of something that really hurt her based off of some shit you did, you got to be able to take that shit.
So let me say. So let me say this.
I feel
in this situation. In this situation, right? If she just called me,
I hate you.
She got. She just. That's not disrespectful.
That's good for you.
That's not disrespectful. If she caught me doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, and in the moment of her finding out,
okay, then it's fine.
Then she was like, "Yo, you fucking,
but not
like you
in everyday pussy. Conversation. Like you in the pussy.
What are you talking about? You in it though?
Yeah, like, she walked into him. Fucking that happens literally all the time.
Nah, or she found that I was doing something I wasn't supposed to do.
That shit does happen.
I can walk in on him.
Yeah, niggas come home from work early. Women come home from work. That shit happens all the time.
It's gonna happen,
man. In real life, just not in the movies. Shit,
you know that's never happened to you.
Come on, man.
Excuse me.
It's never happened to you?
No.
Niggas had close calls. What? You know?
No, absolutely not.
That's when you got going
anyway,
and you like, you go
the
close
block.
The door. Yeah. And you got to go. Let him finish. You got to let him finish. At this point, the deed is done.
We're going to talk.
Don't be fighting the girl and stuff. She didn't know.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it right now. Don't even worry about it.
This is sick because I'm not fighting nobody.
That's it.
I paid too much for this manicure, but when my Nina gets to doing what she do.
Uh-huh.
Say less.
Because why would you think that's okay to have a bitch in my house?
Yeah.
I agree. Complete disrespect.
That's
you
really
know,
disrespectful.
You get no disagreement from me.
You're not going to get any argument
with me. Yeah. Yeah, that's cause for violence.
Yeah.
What they say, that's nasty work right there.
But yeah, no, spinning the block, like, I don't know. I think there was only one person that I tried to reconcile with, and it was because I fucked up, and I felt bad about it.
See?
But I was 21.
Yeah. Ah.
That was 20
I don't think
years
it would
ago.
Change now, even if you were 41, because if you knew you were at fault and something great could have happened if you didn't, you know, go left, shoot, why
not? But
I'm
not going to hold you. Like, despite the fact of how it ended, I'm glad it did. Like, looking back at it, because, like, my life would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with the fact of where I am in life, so I know that the trajectory
would have
been.
But can you say different would have been worse? Or you can only assume.
It wouldn't have necessarily been worse. I think it would have just been a normal, plain.
And who the fuck wants normal, right, Posh?
Yeah.
Who wants normal?
Do you know how many? I'm not normal.
You know how many women would are praying for that as we
Posh at home making pancakes, like pancakes and shit.
I know that I'm special, and I know that whoever
so special.
Whoever God has out there for me is going to be a special motherfucker too. Because
you
got to
be able to handle you.
Star.
Yeah, you got to be able to handle
like,
you.
Like, you got to be able to handle.
That's the beauty in this whole relationship thing. There's someone for you that will match your vibe. You just have to find that. And I'm not, you know
that's,
what I mean?
That last part you
just
said.
Just have to find it.
Because your nigga might live in Singapore right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's like, extreme. There's that nigga got to be one state over at least. You know what I mean?
But I'll tell you this though.
Or even in town and you just haven't met that nigga.
Yo.
How many people say have...
I've gotten in trouble with relationships I've been in because girls, a lot of these girls get sentimental and they be like, oh, you're the person for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm the nigga you met that you like that's local. Yeah. Like, that's who I am, right? Because if you lived in California, we would have never met. You would have married another nigga. You would have been in a relationship with another nigga. You would
have
kids with somebody else.
Soulmates and
I think,
vibes.
Listen, 7 billion people on this planet. Indeed.
God damn it. You can't be the one for her? Yeah.
No, I can be one of the ones
the
for her.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the potential candidates.
Who was the first 12 niggas that hit before me? Like,
on,
was
man.
They not special? Like,
I find it hard to believe when a chick, and I hear this, I've heard it so many times, you are so special, I've never met anyone like you. I find, when I hear that shit, my heart eats it up and then my mind laughs and says, nigga, you know she told that
silly
nigga.
Old.
Bro, she told that shit to about 6 niggas at least.
This is why you don't express yourself, ladies. Fuck
but,
that.
Hold and it's
in.
Not even, I don't
go
even mean to be
therapy.
Pessimistic,
tell your
but it's just
in the
it's real.
Chat.
It's
don't
real.
Tell him how you feel.
Posh,
look at how
tell,
these all right,
Posh, just straighten me. Have you told multiple niggas some shit like that? Oh, my, yes. Camera on Posh, please. Have you told multiple niggas?
Hey, listen, there's been time, babe, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with multiple niggas. I can say that.
That proves my point,
so
right?
You're saying a lot of sweet things and similar things that you said to one, you said to the next. And,
but
and in the moment, you meant it.
Yeah, but come
I love
on,
all my
man.
Hosts.
So how are you supposed to know when you found the one then? You can't express other shit
you
said
before? No, I'm not saying you can't.
You believe in that idea of the one?
I do believe in the
aww.
One. Because I'm somebody's the one. You God but ain't you, make me for multiple niggas. I know that. Like...
It doesn't mean
that's where my mind went to, and I was like, shit, no. Calm down, GC, don't. I just watched a flick like that last night too. My bitch
took
all the
dicks. I wasn't talking to the boy, god damn, you went down.
I said, damn,
no,
not even going there. I was just
But like, but probably, you don't feel like so here's what I do agree with you on. Like, you are you who you are, right? Yeah. We're all special people, right? We are who we are. We would be who we are whether we lived here or lived somewhere else. But you don't think if you lived in Chicago, you have your life popping in Chicago, you meet a fly nigga in Chicago, just like if you stay in Florida for the rest of your life, yeah. The same thing is going to happen to you. That's my point. The person you find isn't special to you and the person for you. What I'm saying is, I think depending on where you are in this world and in your life, there could be multiple people for you.
It's what you're accessible to.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, in the dating scene, yeah, but I wouldn't want to think about it like that from a relationship standpoint. Like, God damn, you're just the one at the moment.
No, I'm not saying that. You really mean it. You know why what you're saying is entirely true? You've broken up with niggas.
And this is coming from somebody who's been engaged 3 different times. Listen, mad hypocritical.
No, for real.
I appreciate your honesty.
For real. But you've broken up with people. But yet you get with another guy whenever that happens, and you know how dope you are. You know how valuable you are and valued in that relationship, which allows you to feel comfortable, which allows you to open up, express yourself, and you fall in love. If what you said weren't true, then that wouldn't be possible. You get what I'm saying? So it has to be multiple people because that nigga had other pussy too.
Yeah, but he said it like in a cynical ass way. Like, I'm the one, bitch. I'm the, like, damn.
I'm just trying to be honest. I'm sorry.
No, I think everyone has their ideas on this shit, but I do feel like honestly that there are going to be multiple people for any given person. I think if you're lucky to find one of those individuals that really jive with you, then you won.
Yeah,
it don't matter if it could be better if you found the 3 or 4 you never met them.
Yeah,
it don't matter. So
I don't like that idea because then I'm going to be laying up at night thinking about, like, damn, who's better than this?
Yeah.
And you can't have that mindset. Yeah, you can't have that mindset.
But there's always somebody that's better, though.
Yeah.
There's always
in one way or another, maybe.
Yes.
In one way or another. Maybe not overall, but in one way.
There's going to be someone prettier, smarter.
Could it be a bigger dick for you? Yes. Could it be a nigga who makes more money? Yes. Nigga maybe who's funnier. But that
better communicator.
Mean, yeah, better communicator. Doesn't mean he sucks in the other ways. He's just not as good as other people were in those areas. You know what I mean?
If you're on this constant chase, you'll never be happy.
Oh, man, come on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to find my person. Hard way.
So what y'all telling Pasha? She got to set.
No, happiness is being content with what you have have makes you happy.
Yes.
So if you good.
It just has to make you happy.
Shit.
But the constant chase is just going to provide you misery, bro.
Chasing that high. Chasing that high. So what do you think reasons people get back together then? Spin the block, excuse me. Familiarity, companionship.
Sex.
Damn, you think that's the main reason?
One of the reasons. Nah, I think for dudes, yeah. Like, I absolutely think. I mean, because, man, see, I'm going to say something. Y'all going to think I'm just throwing this out here, but, yo. Damn. If you are individual, I'm going to go individuals. I'm not going to say men or women. If you are an individual who is someone who others seek, want to be with, who want their time, they think you're attractive, think you're dope, whatever that is. For men and for women, getting ass isn't easy. Yeah. So if a man is spending a block on a woman that didn't satisfy his requirements in one way or the other, previously, then typically what I'm saying is it's for something physical. I mean, you guys are men. Do you disagree?
Yeah, usually when I dip my toes back in the water, it's for that pussy. Yeah. It's not for the conversation.
That's all I'm saying.
Conversation is a part of the job to get the pussy, but, you know, it's all necessary evil. But, yeah, you're right.
Give us a different perspective, Robbie. Yeah.
Well, I got to give you
a different. Oh, we know when you get back.
Yeah. It was the way she rubbed your back?
Yeah.
No, I think. Yo. I'm going to go ahead and take that one. What I will say, sometimes you spend the block because you got some unfinished business. Mm. There could be something unresolved. There could be potential that you just didn't realize because you were foolish or she was foolish or whatever the case might be.
Better
insight. And now the timing is right. Because sometimes timing just don't be right sometimes. You in a place, she ain't in it. She in a place, you ain't in. And it just didn't jive then. That's but sometimes it does hit. Yeah. And when it does, it resonates, dog. And then
that's a good reason.
It's powerful as fuck sometimes.
Listen, I said something to this, and I want to get Pasha's opinion. I want to hear a perspective on a question. Mm-hmm. But I said this in a previous podcast, and I think it was the one we just did. But I talked about the fact that I've been in relationships before where I was at a different point in my life. Y'all remember me talking about this?
Yeah.
So a girl's feeling me, right? She may have her career together. She may have her money, right? And this is particularly when I'm younger. ain't nothing right with me, yeah. right? Like, I'm living in a house with three niggas. My car, every time I turn the key, I'm hoping to start. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I got to go out to clubs where there's a special for niggas. If I got to be there at 10:30.
That's
you know
a rare
what I'm
club.
like,
I was just with, never heard of this club.
Hey, right,
y'all remember Matrix and Metropolis? Y'all remember that?
You've been
that?
Outside quite a bit, bro.
Okay, Young D. Yeah. Anyways, so I knew where she was,
yeah.
and I knew where I was, mm-hmm. and we wasn't in the same yeah. place, right? And so I told her basically, like, I'm not the dude for you. Like, let's end this. And she thought I was selfish. Yeah. She had a problem with me. She claimed I was with another woman or looking for other girls.
Timing was off.
Right. But the timing was off. So in that situation, now, see me 5-6 years later.
Wouldn't that been awesome?
Come on, man.
You would have spun the block.
Do you think that the outcome would have been slightly different?
What do you mean? When?
If you spun the block and the timing was right and you now you're more equally yoked, for better use of a term.
Undoubtedly.
Okay.
Yeah, because
that's all the point. The reason
that didn't work was because I wasn't. Here's the thing: as a man, I have a certain level of pride, and I don't think it's pride for pride's sake. I'm not the type of dude that wants to depend on a woman.
It's as
a matter of fact, yeah. I want my woman to be able to depend on me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like if I can't be the type of man in a relationship for my woman that I want to be,
I can't
be in a relationship yeah. with her. Girls don't see that. Like, yeah. I don't need you to help me get where I'm going. I got a plan, boo. Like, indeed. I know what I'm doing.
I just need the time and the space to do it.
That's
and that's
it.
Kind of my thing, too. And we did talk about mm-hmm. it last podcast. Sometimes you need to separate, isolate, so you can do your thing, you know, sharpen yourself, and then, you know,
so
get
we
back
said a
the
lot.
And
yeah. So we want to hear from you on another thing.
Hear.
Well, I just want to say, I've never spun the block for sex.
Yeah.
And the only reason for that is because for me, sex is emotional.
Hold on. So you never double back around for some dick?
And when I have, I've regretted it.
Okay. See, I know you have, because women don't like to add to the body count unnecessarily. So I know you're going to fuck a nigga, an old nigga, if the dick was...
But it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because the emotion isn't there anymore. So now I'm like, fuck, I did this. And I'm like instantly regretting it.
You probably didn't make out with him this time because you...
You can't kiss him.
Vibe. Yeah, because you know what I mean? Last time you all were dealing like with that, so you're making out. This time you fucked him with no kissing. That shit feel like you fucking a prostitute.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
like,
right.
Shit,
right. We've all like, been
like,
there.
Anyway, hey, what are you talking about? Hey, tell you anyway.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? That's what that does. But
what's another reason you possibly have outside of sex?
Not like, I mean... Definitely, like I said, I've done that and I've regretted it. But timing is a good one. Yeah. But I've never had, like I said, like, there was only one time I tried to spin the block, and it was for the sake of, you know what, let me just try to get my family back. Yeah. But,
you know, I've heard people say,
that's actually a good reason.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good reason.
Bring the family back together.
Hell yeah.
Oh. I don't know how we forgot about
not
that.
The like, hook.
That's probably the most important one. Hey, let me say, I wrote a lot of shit down on this paper.
Not one of that.
Niggas.
Didn't even bring up
niggas.
The family.
Yo,
we love the kids, though. We love the kids.
Yeah, I was like,
that's hilarious.
Didn't even think about the
family. Maybe I dragged it. Maybe he's not that bad of a person. He mm-hmm. is the father of my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. What's more motivating than the
those
kids?
Things.
I don't think anything is.
Nothing is. Like, the thought of sharing kids can get you through
everything.
Extremely tough times in a relationship. Yeah. Extremely.
50% of marriages right now.
Nigga.
Let's just keep it real.
You can damn near hate your spouse, and but love the family unit.
Oh, yeah.
And
no
you
doubt
ain't
about
going
that.
Nowhere. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wives, a lot of husbands.
Mutually exclusive.
Your husbands don't like you. And you know.
He love you.
But
he love you, but
they
he don't like you.
Love you, but you know they don't like you either.
Facts.
Because you kind of don't like yourself, bitch.
You know, but we don't like you guys either. You know, it was just, like I said, the thought of, let me bring my family back together.
Yeah,
but I really couldn't stand that, nigga.
Yeah,
like, low-key, I was like.
I get that.
Damn. That hurt me.
I can only imagine how sex was in that situation.
Because, yo, let me, anyway.
No, ain't no anyway. Let you tell us. Come
because,
on.
Because, you know, I thought about it like my grandparents been together dumb long.
Yeah, I'm talking about this. Yeah.
My parents are together dumb long. So I questioned like, myself, like, is this
me?
A part of it?
And I think that's another piece.
Is this a
real.
Part of it? Like, maybe real. We just grew apart, but there's a way to, like, you know.
So you had hope.
Put this
and
thing
I think
back
that's what
together.
Our father had a child on our mother, and they're together.
That happened with my grandfather.
Which one of us could go through that and say,
I wouldn't have made it.
That's a deal breaker.
I wouldn't have made it.
And it's women getting pregnant on their man, too, and niggas staying and keep raising the baby.
I don't know who
are
these. Yeah, they the worst, bro. But
these
niggas exist.
I am not that mature to where if my nigga gets a girl pregnant, I'm sticking around. I know me.
Very immature for me.
Because I feel like cheating is one thing, right? You can cheat. You can make the girl go away.
Yeah.
But the girl get pregnant.
That means I know you hit it raw and you bust all
the what if she not going to keep it, though? What if she not going to keep it? She's pregnant, like, but she's not going to keep it. Does that matter? She's not going to keep it. I made a mistake.
It shouldn't have happened.
Right. I was going to say, if you don't plan on keeping it, then don't fucking tell me. Because then I'm faced with the fact that either you're going to be a deadbeat dad, which I don't condone that kind of behavior. Or this child is going to be a part of our life, and so is this woman, and I'm not fucking strong. I'll be kicking that kid every chance.
Fix your own fucking cereal.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Kid. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not mature like that.
I tripped the jit too a few times.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I would too. Not enough to where, like, they seriously hurt themselves.
No, on the carpet. On the carpet, on the rug. Yeah,
rug burn.
Yeah, but, you know, fall.
That's tough. Yeah.
It is, and that's why I wouldn't stick around, because I know me, and that's not cool, because I'm a mom, and if somebody treated my kid like that, it'd be up and stuck, bitch. I'd kill you.
For what I said, stay around the kids. Stay around the kids. But I found a good one that I found, staying for your partner's sake, like feeling indebted to them, maybe because they helped you out of financial bond, or they have a medical condition. I actually know a guy was married, and he divorced his wife. She found out she had brain cancer, and then he went back, got with her, lived with her, you know, and took care and kind of nursed her back to health.
I know someone like that too.
He was fucking on the side, though, real talk.
I mean, he was an older guy, so, you know, I don't know how much action at 70 you can fuck two bitches. You think so at 70?
She was fucking with brain cancer?
I can't imagine the wife with brain cancer was fucking.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to have someone on the side.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hypothetically.
Yeah, I guess. Can I ask a weird question? Is this a safe place?
It's not a safe place, but
it's safe. It's just us and our friends.
I want to know. Maybe I'm the weirdest person who ever did that. Man, I hope one of you didn't talk about it too.
This is not a safe space. Oh my God.
When you have an ill spouse or partner, like cancer, you know, they're sick, do you ever think about
life after?
Not life after, but like.
What? No, I'm saying,
is my wife,
that's real though.
Hold on. Is my wife with brain cancer? Is it her duty to fuck me? Can weeks go by without a nut and like she dealing with real life cancer? Like, I'm being serious. Like, I wonder about that.
You got to get her on the side. You can't expect that from her.
That's what I figured.
She need all her energy to heal.
You brought that up and it made me thought about things I thought sometimes, because when I found this out, he divorced her. I knew he wasn't happy. So for him to go back, he had to
I wouldn't have done
She loved him. He loved her so much. He got to take care of her, because you know what it is. When you divorce someone, I think you still have that bind mentally, like you kind of look at them as your spouse still. So it was probably easy for him to go back.
Yeah, not me either.
Hey, you know what I mean?
When my divorce went through, literally, my baby daddy got married the month after we got
that
divorced.
Nigga tripping, bro.
But we were already separated for a while. He was seeing somebody, it was just a legality type of thing.
Yeah.
And the month after he did a procedure and he ended up paralyzed. And there was nothing in me that
from the neck down to the waist down.
Not a moment too soon that divorce went through. Cause imagine
that's
God, not imagine,
dog.
I ain't like him with legs. I would have been stuck for real.
That's real. And that's the unspoken word. That's the unspoken stuff.
Honestly, like, there's nothing wrong with that. This is why I promote health, fitness, and well-being. No, seriously, because as we get older, don't burden your partner with health issues that were avoidable. Self-inflicted.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So you said he had a procedure. I don't know if this was something he needed to get done or something he wanted to.
It was an accident.
He needed to get it done. Yeah. Well, to a degree. Case, I was against it. He went through with it anyway.
Oh, this was a surgery or like a procedure?
Yeah, a real procedure.
Epidural shots.
Oh, and
pain for his back or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Yeah. And that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, settlement.
You know, even when when women are getting pregnant and stuff like that, you know, when they get the
this
baby,
a nigga though.
They can miss the shot.
It's a man.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying
when
that epidural shot, they can mess up and
they
go paralyzed.
No doubt.
And
they
can tap your spinal column. Yeah,
I'm sure.
What
I know.
And then my other baby daddy, he tried to fake cancer.
He tried to fake it?
Yeah,
cancer?
He told me that he went to the doctor and that, you know, they did a biopsy and that this.
That's wild, bro.
You got some special niggas
this was
in your
him
life,
trying
boy.
To get you to come back?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. I mean, it was a solid niggas. Plan, but I'm just
no,
saying.
No, it's not solid. You don't want the
wild.
Sympathy.
I'm coming to one it's appointment and it's off the gig. The jig's up.
Yeah, your life is done.
Leveraging pity.
Tell me when your next appointment is.
It's a wild card, bro. It's a wild card.
Yeah, he threw out the wild card. I was like, wow.
Damn.
And then after a while, I thought about it. I was like, nah, I need to see the paperwork. I don't believe you.
Not the paperwork?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I worked with somebody, and they got divorced or either separated. And his wife was caught in a house fire and was severely burned. His ex-wife.
They was divorced, though.
Yeah. And ex-wife severely burned. Mm. They share a couple kids, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And he circled back.
Yeah.
And really? He realized, because sometimes when you have these traumatic incidents that happen in life, and you kind of, it changes your perspective, and you start to realize, man, like, this person means this much to me.
More
because
to me than I thought.
They had to damn near die for you to realize that, though.
I didn't. Facts. Because
you literally
which
left.
Which is sad. I'm not saying it's not sad, but it's just like, still, it's a realization.
You think he circled back for realization. The right reasons?
Or
you
I think don't want circled nobody he circled, he circled, he circled. The block because I almost died.
Well, yeah, no, keep your pity feelings, yo.
Well, I'm going to tell your pity you. Feelings. I think it started off
I
as
would
pity.
I would bother her, too.
I think it started off as pity. And he circled back. And she went through a series of skin grafts and got back to health. And after it was all said and done and she was well back to health, he was like, I really want to give it a try. You mean this
much to me.
And
they got back together?
And they're back together and they're strong.
Couples like divorce and get remarried
all
the time.
There's so many dynamics.
Our parents did it.
Yeah, there's so many dynamics.
Our parents got a divorce. Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I found out recently, nigga.
Because they're illegitimate kids. They're bastard kids. I'm the only one that's still on paper.
Oh, you was conceived in marriage?
I was conceived.
He's legit. Yeah, he's legit.
But that makes sense about how you act.
My dad,
my
dad was a
host. Low-key Erica, too.
Fucking privilege,
yeah,
right?
My dad was a host. So, though, my mom, she divorced that nigga. That nigga had
did
to,
he know?
Yes, that nigga knew. He had to move here.
He didn't care, though, did he?
He had to move to the States to get her back, nigga.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's how this all started.
I know that's
right. And that nigga could have stayed back over there, I would have never existed.
They just found this out a year and a half ago.
You
and
already you been know?
And no, I didn't know. But they've been fighting for who's mom's favorite child.
Yeah,
it's evident now.
I beg to differ, but he was legitimate.
It's probably the one that stayed around with her. Just saying, not y'all.
But we talk about circling the block. Do you think that people can change, and that now this version of them, maybe there were small hiccups in the relationship, but nothing too detrimental, just something enough for you to know that it won't work long term. And now they've adjusted. You know, now they're a different person. Now they see things differently. Is it not possible?
It is possible, but sometimes, like I said, I got PTSD. So sometimes it doesn't even fucking matter because I can't get over what
trauma,
happened.
You can't never get
past. Yeah, like it's a dub.
Yeah.
And there was one time, there was this one guy when me and my baby daddy first broke up, mm-hmm. This was back in 2010, he was like head over heels about me. Like mm-hmm. He was trying to see me any chance he got, sending flowers, like doing a lot. And I grew fond of him, but I just never, I don't like.
Like a puppy.
That's the worst. That's a dick softener. Grew fond of me. Like, he's a companion.
Yeah,
he's
I'm going
friend.
Fond of this fucking tea right here. Yo, you know what I mean?
You know why? Because I had kids at a very young age. So I feel like my life was always on fast forward because of it.
I understand
that. Yeah, welcome to the club. Yeah.
Anytime I looked at a guy and there was just certain things about him, like the whole roommate thing, I can't do roommates, man. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't fuck with a nigga who got roommates. Yeah, I like walking around naked.
Yeah.
So imagine me having to hide out in your room because your roommate is like, it's too much. It's too much. I don't fucking like it. So there were certain aspects even back then, mm-hmm. like certain standards that I had. So fast forward, we find ourselves both newly single.
Mm.
And I tried to give him a chance. He was still living in the same apartment.
No growth. Yeah.
9 years later.
Yeah. With roommates? Or just
not
in the same spot?
Not with roommates, but just in the same spot.
Really?
Same car.
Damn.
Same job. And I was just like.
So that stability turned you off, huh?
I was just about to say D. Because I try. When people talk, I try to view
put
it
yourself.
From your perspective so I can feel it. But then everything she says, like, you mean this nigga got his own place? You mean this nigga doesn't have a car note? So even extra more funds available to do things with. And that nigga has a stable job, so that nigga is invested? You mean the 401k is looking plump? And that
responsible ass nigga.
This nigga here is the worst. Like, what?
Not that. But I'm just saying, like, in our 20s.
You were looking for growth.
She said that nigga was square.
Yeah. That part.
You were looking
in
for
our
growth.
20s, it's like we ain't have the best fucking apartments. Yeah. We ain't drive the best cars. You know what I'm saying? But we were still young. I mean,
I feel what you're saying.
You want a driven... Some people, that's one of the biggest characteristics that they want.
You know,
some of them really
that's one of my top three.
Driven person. Someone who is... holds themselves accountable to it in manifesting what they success. Think that their future success looks like. And so,
and it was just like little things. Like I was just like, I can't do this. And then he crashed the girls' night. Oh no.
You just showed up to a girls' night vibe.
Showed up to the girls' night. Now, mind you, me and the girls are out. We look good.
Yeah.
We're not paying for shit.
Yeah.
Everything is like, you know, they're sending us a bottle, they're sending us shots. Like, everything is being paid for. We're not spending no money.
Mm-hmm.
You crash a ladies' night, nigga, you better be prepared to pay for everything, all this shit.
Now it goes away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that to the nigga at the table. I'm like, oh, that must be the nigga then.
Damn, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. So you fucked up the whole vibe.
Damn.
And then.
Homegirl's hot.
Yeah.
Yo. I was like, all right, order some shots, right?
Yeah.
He was like, meet me at the bar. I'm like, why am I meeting you at the bar?
So this nigga
trying
to isolate you from, girl. Yeah, that's weird.
And I was like, you're not trying to buy a round. You just wanted to get, nah.
And this kind of goes back to what we said earlier.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Being with someone who matches your natural energy. There's things I want my partner to do, and I don't want to have to instruct them to do it.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But guys don't know that when you crash the ladies' night, you're responsible
we
now?
We all know, but apparently the nigga you chose didn't.
Yeah.
I don't even know why he had the
desire. If I would have showed up, I'd have showed up, D, 30 minutes, bought everyone around, laughed, kissed my girl, got the fuck up out of there.
Thank you.
Fell over the strip club, go did my thing, hit my boys up. But yeah, and if I did come through, I might have brought y'all to. We definitely buying them around, and we getting out. But I'm not staying there all night.
Right.
It was the craziest thing. Yeah. And I was just like, no, spinning the block don't work for me. I was like,
so.
Yeah. But what we want to do too is talk about ways to rekindle the relationship.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah, man. So we talked about spinning the block. We back in the game. What can we do to get the spark back in the relationship, D? I'm saying you already in it. Now, what can you do to get it back?
You got to recommit to giving it a chance.
Nah, she got me to recommit.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Like,
okay.
And then, let's say even take out the spin in the block aspect and just focus on rekindling the vibe in your relationship.
It's the Christmas season. Like, this is the way to get back. Come on.
Like, don't mess up, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what my expectations are. Like, just do what you're supposed to do, man. Like, I'm a simple dude. You got to treat me with respect. You got to have your own grind. And you got to be fun. Like, and trustworthy. Those are my four things, right? Have your own grind. Like, this is some shit you do to make sure you good. You got to be fun. You got to be able to have a good time. And you got to be trustworthy. Yeah. That's it. If I got that, I'm solid,
so
man.
So what would you do to rekindle shit in your relationship? Say shit is a little stale. Like, what's some things you do? Are you type of nigga take a chick on a date? You just tie her up and fuck her?
Man,
like,
you got to take her on a trip and fuck her.
Trips for sure, man. Trips for sure. And like, listen.
On the balcony.
We live in Florida, man. Yeah. So like, Get in some place real quick. You can get a trip to Puerto Rico. You can get a trip to DR. You can get a trip to Colombia. Ain't that expensive? And once you get there, shit's cheap. Especially DR and Colombia. Puerto Rico try to y'all taxing niggas, but you go to DR, you go to Colombia.
Really
that shit is
though.
Like
it wasn't like that a few years ago.
It wasn't, but you can go to have a good
I'd
time.
Even argue you don't even need to go. You know, leave the country.
Here we go, yo. Stop bringing low budget
ass. That. That's why I said that. That's why I said that. See, Posh want to travel the world on these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
If a nigga right now hits you up and say, "Hey, I'm hitting up shit,
Top Golf."
No, not Top Golf, but like Myrtle
St. Augustine.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Myrtle Beach. That's. That ain't shit to you.
I've never been there. I'd have to Google it and be like, what the fuck
Myrtle
is that
Beach
about?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's like everything. It's not going to be compared to
St. Augustine is more romantic than Myrtle Beach is.
Well, and maybe that's a bad example. My point
is, you
don't have to go somewhere.
Things, nigga? You trying to retire me? Like, what are you trying to do?
When we get there, I'm trying to fuck you anyway. I'm not really trying to take your ass out like that anyway. Well, when we get there, we only leaving to eat.
Nah, don't fucking lock me up in the fucking room.
Well,
that's crazy.
Rekindling things, the only way, one way to do it, on our backs.
Listen. I'll be honest with you. I got a homeboy.
That's cool. I agree, but like I said, it's an emotional thing. So you got to be able to like reel me in emotionally first. If not, it's not going to hit the way you think it is, nigga.
I feel Bahamas. It is then.
Oh, listen, I got a homeboy that's been that took a girl to Puerto Rico. Yeah. Beautiful trip.
Oh man, I know that nigga too.
Yeah, catered her.
Yeah,
like just looked out for her. She had an amazing time.
What did he do with the pussy?
Didn't touch it.
Didn't touch it, huh? Left it alone. Left that shit on the table. Hey, gent. What happened?
What you think he did?
Oh my God. Wait,
I have
what?
No idea what you guys are talking about.
No, nigga.
And I mean, hypothetically speaking, if it was you and you didn't touch the pussy, what would be the reason why?
Just because I'm trying to enjoy the vibe, man. It don't got to
I was going to say it's not even period because this nigga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's just like, it's whatever. Like, sometimes if you're having a good good time, you're having a good situation. I mean.
Don't y'all go to the bed at some point, though?
Nah, let me tell you something. I'm not going to lie. I've told this story on this podcast before. Mm. Remember the chick I took to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Never spoke to her again.
That's it. But you did hit it while you was there.
Nah.
You didn't hit it at all.
Which is why as soon as I.
But I forgot, was it her fault or was it you? Was it you who wanted it and she did it?
It was just weird.
It just never happened.
Which is crazy considering that we was just everywhere.
Was y'all vibing, like having a good time when y'all was there?
Yes. I think she was just nervous. I don't fucking know.
The you gotta take it. Her to jump it off?
You gotta take it.
No, that's what I was asking.
Like, you're not going to Puerto Rico. If you go to Puerto Rico, you know we doing something, yo.
If you
know we doing something.
If you flew her out, you gotta take that pussy.
That's fair.
No, dead ass. Like, dead ass.
Somebody has to be the aggressor.
Dead ass.
Agreed.
Who's the nigga in there?
You thought she was going to Puerto Rico and we wasn't fucking? A girl sent me to Puerto Rico. I'm like, I'm probably gotta fuck her.
Probably. Like, I'm gonna shave my balls and all.
So you get flued out, you fucking.
Yeah, got to. That, definitely.
Got to.
Yeah, if you take me to dinner, I might.
These are all good points.
Yeah. You can say you don't want to. You gonna go to bed and lay it right on your ass.
Yeah, come on, man. Like,
you could put it out there.
The
like
best
that.
Time to initiate, even if you don't know, if you're unsure, middle of the night. Middle of the night, almost, you can't lose. At 2, 3 in the morning.
Everything looked like you just turning over on something, huh?
Like, time to just,
This nigga got a plan of a plan for a plan,
I'm
just bro.
I'm going to restless sleep.
I'm going in the bathroom. I'm not pretending. I'm going to that bitch naked, and I'm put that dick on her. Mm. I'm gonna stroke it and get it hard, and then just slap it on the ass cheek.
And if she don't roll,
that's
a universal
up,
plan. That's
man,
a universal
dick
plan.
And pussy meant for each other. You get it in the room, it's bound to mat.
No lies told. No lies told.
Sure. That's crazy.
So
as
sex.
Hell.
That's it. That's how you rekindle things.
I think date nights are big on rekindling things. Women like to go out and be shown off and show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And use
the only thing I will say about the date nights, they got to be consistent. Like. You can't. I know brothers be like, "Yeah, man, I did date night. When was the second one? Hey,
like months ago.
I'm thinking about to plan it right now. Like, you have to be consistent with it because they're looking for consistency.
Yeah.
And to rekindle something means that you're trying. You have to build energy. You got to build volumes of energy for it to turn into and manifest into something. So that means consistency.
I think also like creativity and doing some shit that's different, right?
Yes.
The same old movie and dinner shit is tired. No, we did when we did that smoke and paint, you remember that?
That was the vibe.
It was amazing.
That would have been a great date to take a smoker on.
It was amazing.
But also communication.
That's a big
in all of this, you have to be able to talk and be honest and be vulnerable.
I had that down. I'm glad you said it. Perfect word, vulnerable, because that's a big part of intimacy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because if you guys are going out and both of you guys have your walls up still, then that's not going to work. And that's my problem. That's what I'm saying. I could never spend the buck because.
And the best way
you don't get to try me like that a second time. Like, no.
And the best way to get someone's walls down is to be.
To keep hitting them hard from the side.
Yeah, that's to stretch them walls out. But to be vulnerable with someone, it usually leads to them becoming more vulnerable with you, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that we've all been good at, especially with women, in that we're not afraid to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that typically makes a woman feel comfortable.
That's that
and
island
do
nigga
it.
Shit.
I think women have to make men or allow men to feel comfortable being vulnerable, right? Because I would tell you, I got homegirls that are like, yo, you know this soft ass nigga crying and
shit? Create a safe place.
Look, is that you?
Have you been listening to my
This is what I'm talking about.
Nick can't be soft at all.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then I got homegirls, they'd be like, yo, this cat is always hard. Like, baby, you don't got to be hard with me.
Yeah,
no. Because he was with the other bitch before who was talking shit about
him. That's what she created.
So,
a
like,
monster.
You don't like
it's
do you
a
want,
balance. Everything is in life.
Do you want
balance.
Your man vulnerable? Yeah. Do you want him to be able to cry to you?
Yeah.
How much crying are we talking about?
I mean, whenever he needs to.
Nah,
we talked about
that,
this once with your dad.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It could be a turnoff for some women.
Like, listen, don't get me wrong. I want my man to feel comfortable and to come to me and be vulnerable. And
all
of that. All of that. Like,
to
I do.
Extent.
But, dot, dot, dot.
but you can't be a bitch ass nigga about it. Like,
that
you
shit
can't
tough.
Just.
I knew that was coming.
That shit tough.
Like, you can't, like, what are you crying about exactly? Yeah. Like, I gotta know.
Your
like,
grandmother had to just die.
Like, okay, that is. It has to come be something on, extreme.
This is why I'm always different. Hard, y'all. This is why I'm always hard.
There's a delicate balance that a man has to walk
all the time
and maintain when it comes to a woman.
It's not that, but like, you know, a family member, your grandmother dying, like, yo, I understand. Like, that's. I could understand that. Yeah. But let's say, like, you just had a bad day at work and you just want to cry about it and keep fucking harping on it. And, like, it's like, come on, nigga, like, tighten up.
Yeah.
But if he lost his job and he was feeling in his, he was got in his feelings, got laid off.
Yeah, like, something like that. But it's like,
nah, you got to find, you got to give him a grind, though.
You just crying because
can't spend no time crying.
Shit, like, please, bro. Nobody got time for that.
As a grown man, you can't cry about losing your job.
I wouldn't say cry, but if he wants to come and he wants to
a couple of days, but then what you going to do about it?
What if a nigga shed a few tears? Tears while you was giving him head, it was just so good, and he Jesus just started crying.
That's like music to my ears. I love this song.
Listen, and that nigga just started crying.
Yeah, that's when. That means I did my job.
Right.
I don't think I've ever gotten brought
to that point.
Me either.
I don't think I've ever.
Can you imagine how good it had to be feel? Because
I've had chicks
that cry while you was in it. Dick was so good to him, they shed in tears. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. But to be so good that. To me, like, I'm crying. I don't know how I get there. Like,
bro,
what am I thinking about?
She got your soul. Like, that's
maybe
just...
it's possible.
That was a tough one.
You ever had some...
Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with this. I was just going to ask. You ever had some pussy where afterwards you was like, yo, I don't think I need any different pussy than this?
Yeah, like, this is enough. I could be content with this.
Forever.
Long term, forever.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever had
to say long term forever, like forever.
Yeah, yeah. For the most part, forever.
Yeah.
Forever's a long time.
And I have fickle ways at times.
Yeah,
you know?
Once
you know, shit straight.
Yeah.
But
for
no,
the foreseeable
for sure.
future.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. Real.
And you normally know kind of fast, you know, different facets of it. Now, her head, this could be independent of her head, but like her pussy alone,
I
would enjoy this.
Funny because it's one thing to have fire ass pussy, but something about having good head just sets the bar.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, and that's not nearly as.
What's more important to you? I'm sorry, then go ahead.
I was just gonna say that's not as widespread as you would think.
Yeah,
there's more bap head than good head out here.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, yeah. As far as women, a lot of women think that because they're willing to give head,
that is good.
That it automatically makes it good. You know what I mean? But you can get on there and not know what you're doing.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
Just like that women out here, women all the time, big dick niggas apparently don't know how to sling it.
Listen.
Just because you got a mouth don't mean you know how to use it.
That's what it is.
That's very true. Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're not doing as good as you think you are, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tighten up.
Can't relate, that jump rare. That's that jump crazy. Rare.
And just because a nigga making noise don't mean it's
you know, another thing.
Women make noise.
That's true. But another thing about the rekindling, I think we have to show appreciation. You know, I don't think we often say, hey, thank you. I really appreciate what you do.
The gratitude.
And like
piece.
The gratitude. And it doesn't need to be on birthdays and holidays. I think the random Tuesdays, like, hey, look, you that meal was awesome. Thank you.
And it goes both ways. You know? I mean,
everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, I know some dudes are going to be like, well, I don't really need that. I mean, I'm doing what I got
that's
to do.
Lie. I don't know any man
that
would
say
that.
That is a motherfucking lie. Everybody wants to feel appreciated.
I think everyone needs some form of appreciation. It doesn't have to be verbal. It could be an act of service, but you need something to say from someone.
But I think you're saying two different things, because I would tell you, I'm that nigga that would say, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And I don't need it. Let me get there.
Yeah.
Need is when I don't get it, I miss it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't need it. But I would tell you, I got it recently. Yeah. Just, yo, can I tell you something? Like, yo, what's up?
Randomly.
Like, I appreciate the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Shit broke you down. What did you say?
Yeah.
I didn't say. No,
she was like, I appreciate the fuck out of you. Like, I appreciate everything you do. And I'm like.
Yeah.
I thought about the shit for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
No, because
I was like, man,
that's what that words of affirmation.
Yeah.
It made me feel really good. I just feel good reliving it.
Big. I think a lot of men feed off of it and we are starved of it. Like,
yeah.
Even the good niggas. Man, good niggas, we just,
you gotta
we just do what we supposed to do. Yeah.
I didn't know I was hungry until I got fed.
That's my point, bro.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of men are starved of affirmation, man.
As long as you're doing the shit that you deserve it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that really matters. But if you're doing the shit and it's a thankless job, like, Of course you're going to, like, that shit has repercussions.
And you know who time. You know who gives affirmation? Side hoes.
Yo, what?
They are very affirming.
They believe in you.
They believe in your dream. They believe God in damn. Your thoughts, your feelings. Like, I just want you to be happy. Like, these those side hoes say
that sounds like the first you, 0 to 6 months.
That your girlfriend
months.
Don't even say anymore. You just like,
that's the first 0 to 6 months, boy. After 6 nah, months, when nah, they start nah, getting nah, their feelings nah, about shit.
Nah, yeah, nah. It's about you can't make your side. You can't make your side feel like your real girlfriend. Real.
Next. Yeah. If you can keep a side bitch thinking that she's your girlfriend for real, she got you for life.
Facts. Facts. If you gotta give her girlfriend vibes.
To feel like she's a side bitch.
Facts. You gotta give her girlfriend vibes.
Yeah.
She shouldn't even know what she is.
I'm screaming. You know what?
You need no.
Spoil it.
You need no.
That's a gem.
No, that was. That was.
I feel like that's a gem.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think, and we'll end here on a topic that I love. You talked about sex. I think not only just rekindling things sexually, but switching up the sexual routine. I think in a lot of long-term relationships, I've heard people say it before, we have sex the same way all the time. It starts the same way all the time. And I know it's different couple to couple, but it's easy to fall into a routine. And one thing I know, women get bored sexually, but men specifically do. Now, men will hit porn up real fast and we'll get
men
revamped.
Men are visual creatures. We gotta keep you guys like on your toes. We were talking about that earlier before we started recording. Nudes. Ladies, send nudes. It's the holiday season.
Please.
Get some Christmas lights, wrap them hoes around your legs, around your ass. Get a tripod and have some fun.
Can I give a caveat to that?
Yeah.
I agree with everything I said. Just don't zoom in on the pussy.
I knew you was going to say no pussy shots.
Like, just don't zoom in.
Let it be a frontal pussy shot.
Frontal, yeah. Let me get some of that thigh. Don't just get in there and just.
Yeah. No, that's not sexy. That's, you know, I'm not your guy now. You know, we don't
do that. Yeah, real talk.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You do that?
But you said that.
Niggas appreciate it?
I
would think though that sometimes we would as well.
But it's not like straight up like how you said, like Matt Classless, just open your legs and shout out. Like, nah, there has to be, you know, some.
You
want to
see some
it.
Lips? You know what I'm saying? That's okay.
No, I like pussy
if you do it tastefully, you know. But you said you do it regularly, and I would really urge more women to do that. Like, the idea of not knowing at any moment your girl could send you even
an invisible
the same,
ink too. Come give on. Them like, you know, a little scratchy thing. They got to scratch the glass to see what you sent
them. Come on,
them.
Man.
So you turning it into a scratch off. That's come awesome. On, man.
And it's the same titties that you see awesome. All the time. But for
you
some
have
reason,
have
it looks so
that,
good.
Oh, God. You have a.
Yeah, you
don't
have
do
an iPhone.
It.
I do
leave
too,
it.
So I'm
you about to pick it up. Put it back. Put it down.
It's all right, Pash. They don't understand.
Did I get low-key judged?
Yeah, you need it. You could do a scratch sniff off of that one right there.
I just said I'm on there with you, too.
Okay. Okay, because you awfully quiet over
there. No, I wasn't. Okay. I had a conversation with my daughter earlier. She can't wait to get an iPhone. I said, I might switch over for her later on when she gets up. Yeah, man. Got to stay close to the daughter. Can't trust these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can judge me later. You'll understand when yours is about to be 18. You know what I'm saying?
Child.
So, but no, I think you got to switch up the routine. And fellas.
Fucking the car.
Yeah, fucking, but fuck her like she's a whore. Fuck her like you met her 10 minutes ago.
Facts.
Because I'm telling you, a lot
quickies
of times.
In the bathroom.
Man, kids right out there, just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about like in a restaurant. Mouth. Like,
oh, that's nice too. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, it's harder to get away with that one.
That's
but
great.
No, it's not.
Handicap stall, you right.
Yeah. Cars are hard. Sometimes cars are hard. If you're a big person,
cars are the way my knees set up these days.
Yeah, right.
Put some head in the car. Started off right.
But I think you said something in that whole sescapade conversation that really triggered something about that I want to talk about. Like, if you're gonna thrive, if you're gonna really truly rekindle, I think it's gonna be mad important for you to treat them like they're new.
A fresh relationship.
Like,
it's easier said than done, though.
It is, and I compare it to like, dog. It's like your browser history, dog. It's not as easy of just like deleting that bitch and all your.
Or there's something else I got to do too.
You got to clear that.
Based off of what I see, you know. Yeah, we don't
clear
want
those cookies too.
Clear the cookies. Yeah, but it's not that easy as a click, and then you know your whole past disappears. Like,
because you're stuck on the past too.
Yeah, but the only way that you can do that, you got to treat this woman or you got to treat this man like they're new.
Super.
It's almost like you gotta reshoot the game. You gotta treat them like they were a stranger, and you're reconnecting, relearning them. redating them, and really starting as if it's a new person and it's a new relationship. Because if you don't, like, it's going to be impossible to erase the past.
You got
to
let it just be the past and just move forward. If you can't do that, then don't do it.
Very different.
Because all you're going to do is going to fucking, anytime you get triggered, an argument's going to spark.
That's it. Every time. Every time. That's why you got to treat it like it's new.
And it's easy to remember the old shit.
Because you have that shit in the tuck for an argument. Like, ready. Go ahead and it's say easy. Something crazy. Like, I'm going to let this shit
ready.
But the problem is you have this trigger, or like they say something or they do something, and then you attach it to a past historical event.
Right, exactly.
And then all of a sudden that shit brand new and it's current. Yeah. Yep. And now it's back again. Like, so it's like, if you can't let go in any way, shape, or form, you might as well just call it. Don't spin the block. Don't circle back. Don't rekindle. But if you could possibly just treat it as if it's new, and you think if he can play that game, which is no different than role playing, like you role play and to a point where it turns into something else, right? Like that is the only way I think it could work.
That's super tough, man.
It is tough.
I
it is tough.
It's virtually impossible.
I'm telling you, but it's always guys. Like, girls were more willing to, like, let go, but guys.
Yeah, it's hard for us.
You say girls are more willing to let go of what?
Depending on what the indiscretion was, girls are more willing, but guys hold on to shit.
But can I say something, though,
Bosh? I don't necessarily agree with that.
Girls forgive and stay with us. But they make us pay for it
repeatedly in perpetuity.
You're in purgatory
for so long,
as they should.
And that's just it. Then it almost defeats the purpose of what you just said. Yeah. Like, there's no renewal, and it's like I don't want to stay to just
there's
get
a renewal
punished
eventually. But if you get some fuck nigga shit, like, you gotta pay. I gotta make sure that you understand that the consequences of your actions are so grave that you never want to do that shit ever again. I'm an overdoer.
Do you?
That's
think
why
that,
I just walk off.
Would
because
you keep
if
that
you
same
come
energy
back
in reverse?
I'm gonna overdo it.
What if you cheated?
Because I gotta,
and a nigga
I gotta
gave
prove
you a chance,
a point.
And he gave you a chance.
I don't
that
even
you
want
cheated
a nigga that I cheated on back. And because I don't trust it. Yeah. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Damn, Posh. You said a lot when you went there so quickly. So it's
I don't
like,
even trust
damn,
it.
Damn, you want
nah,
a nigga
you
to
know
stay?
What?
Oh, my God.
Pay the price.
My dad friend.
If he trying to pay. Because I want to know what his punishment of you looks like.
Yo, straight like that.
As soon as you walk in the door, get on your knees,
ho. I had a friend, right? I had a friend who was married, had kids, beautiful family, right? Yeah. Shorty. Like, she was living in the burbs, and once she moved into kind of like, you know, like, let's say centralized Orlando, there was just a lot more movement, a lot more motion. Mm-hmm. And she was a young mom, so she just realized, like, damn, I've been kind of missing outside because I've been inside with my husband and kids.
And she
so
was cute.
She started going out more, and eventually shit happened, right?
Yeah.
Shit always happens.
That one was a lot for him to take in.
Come on,
and
man.
Then finally, and like, mind you, she did a lot of shit that I don't care to discuss. Mm-hmm. But I told
her. We'll talk about it later.
I told her, I said, I don't think you should do it. And she's like, you don't think I should reconcile with my husband? And I said, bitch, do you know what you did? Like, I wouldn't trust it.
You
right?
already bit the apple.
Yeah. And she was like, no, you know, we're going to work it out. So I said, listen, do, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever makes you happy. But you asked me for my opinion. I told you I don't think that's a good idea. Bro, the way that he shitted on that girl.
Got to.
And I said, you
not
see?
Not surprised. I don't know that I would have shit on her, but I would have really made her pay.
It was like the nigga waited for his moment. Yeah. Like, he went through all the motions. She really bought into the fact they were getting back together. Yeah. She was getting her family
her
back together.
That means he didn't have any good intention, though.
Of
so
course,
that's
my point. Like,
I get where you're coming
cheated,
from now. You're right.
Nigga, fuck you.
Because of what you know of, man.
Yeah.
You're right. You're smart to know.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't even want you back.
I would probably.
Because I look at it like this. Like, if I cheated on you, and you took me back, either you waiting for your lick back, or I could walk all over you, and either way,
or
I don't want
you.
Bing bong!
Or
that's
you,
it.
Either
or
way.
You that's it. That's how I feel.
There's somewhere in the
that's
middle,
how I feel.
Though,
or you
there's
got
some,
a lot of hoes. There's
somewhere in the middle. There's always somewhere in the middle.
There's some man, you cheat on him. He's like, man, I got 12 bitches on the side. Like, it doesn't matter.
So what's the point, dog? No. Let
totally
me say this.
Agree.
So what
I
are we
totally
doing?
Agree.
Listen,
I totally agree.
Like, and maybe this is why I don't understand the in between, because I don't play games with my relationships. So the bottom line is this: if I take you back, it's because I fuck with you and I want to be with you.
Correct.
I'm not taking you back back out of spite because I want to run some fucking game on you or punish you, any of that shit. And if I know I'm going to do that or I don't fuck with you no more because of what you did, I'm not taking you back. And I would expect the same from any motherfucker that I'm trying to get back with. Yeah. If you won't do right by me, then take me back. If you know you want some petty shit, don't fuck with me. Hurt my motherfucking feelings now.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
People feel that need to have power and control, so things ending on their terms matter. You know, so I think that's where that comes from.
That's some young shit, though.
I just feel like that's
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
a maturity issue. It's a maturity issue. If you you're a fucking real man, then act like a fucking man. If you with a fucking real woman, then the chick need to act like a fucking woman. Yeah, if neither one of y'all are gonna step into real people shit, then just leave it alone. But if you could see, man, I got some, you know, I got some issues that I need to fix. I want to fix them for you. I want to fix them for myself. And she's saying that same. That means both y'all intentions are pure. Then y'all can do some shit with it. Yeah. But if it's something else, man, fuck that shit. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, man.
Word.
I think relationships can work on the rekindling tip. And, you know, circling back, I think things that end don't have to stay that way if they didn't end for a detrimental reason. We talked about timing. We talked about all these reasons. So if you're going to circle the block, just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And if you do, you should have success.
Agree. Sure. That's it.
Yeah.
I could agree to that.
And if you're not going to get with them, at least hit it one time.
Damn.
I always feel like you should get one more time.
Bro, I agree. I feel like after you end it with someone, I know this is off subject.
No.
I feel like, hey, I know we just talked to end it, but I think we should just fuck one more time. Like, goodbye.
That's when bad shit happened. Yeah. Man.
You think
what
that's
do you
like,
mean?
That's like that last run when you know you should go home. Oh. That's when a nigga rolled their ankle.
And you tear your Achilles.
You get a pregnant.
Really?
Damn. That was too personal.
That was tough.
Damn.
Yeah. But then you get a pregnant and you're like, fuck, now I'm stuck with this bitch. Yeah, busting her mouth. Easy solution.
But don't nobody want to do that.
That's a nice pivot.
It's
hard to pull out.
Let me tell you this right now. It is extremely hard to pull out, but in 2023, for years now, I am an exclusively nut in your mouth ass nigga. If I can't nut in your mouth, you're not it for me. I'm never nutting in pussy again. I never want that risk. They got to tell me I'm impotent, nigga, before I nutting pussy.
This is a wonderful way to end the show.
I'm nutting in that mouth exclusively. If you got me to nut on the pussy, on the titties, or the face, you won.
He ain't even
outside
drinking.
That, I want it right in your motherfucking mouth.
He ain't even
mouth.
Drinking right now. That's like what's that? Concerning.
You right in your motherfucking mouth. You don't want it in your mouth. You
come
not
on,
for me.
Man.
And on that level, drink I up. Am going to say thank you, Posh.
Get your protein.
For sure, Posh. We appreciate you.
You gave fantastic insight, man. We love your stories most of the time.
Facts.
That shit be
we got to get Posh back on some.
That
awesome.
Shit sound like it's coming out of a Zane book every time.
I feel like we haven't done a
man. It's not Zane. That's old school.
We ain't done a sex of mimosas in a while, man.
You got to have Posh back for that too.
Yeah. We got. We'll definitely.
I got a lot of nice little sex topics too.
Oh, I know. You used to fuck it.
I got a nice little couple sex topics we could get into too.
Yeah, we know
but,
you do. We
hey,
know you do.
If you haven't checked out her podcast, Posh, you want to give them your information on the podcast?
Oh, it's the Posh Sessions podcast.
Yes, you can find that on basically everywhere.
Everywhere,
right?
Apple, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud. Mm. Yeah, I think that's all of it.
Anything else you want to plug?
Yep.
The Slingshot Rentals. If anyone's interested in slingshots, I also have the slingshot still.
Local Two Orlando,
automatic.
Though.
Yeah.
Local Orlando, y'all.
She's not shipping shit, y'all. Yeah. So
y'all could drive it down to Miami, but it's in Orlando.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
All right, and Brunch with the Boys. You know you can find us everywhere. We're on all podcast platforms. YouTube presence huge. Catch us on TikTok as well. And we out, y'all.
Bye.
We love y'all. Hey, Merry Christmas, though.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, coffee and brunch. We can have our conversations over coffee and brunch.